There's a place here at the table. Your coats go by the door. You can kick your shoes off in that pile on the floor. I hope you wore elastic, 'cause your waistband's gonna get tight. Eight times done, we're having a night.
Here we are.
We're here on another rainy day this summer.
Yeah, it's not quite rainy. It just has that look.
It's got that sad girl look.
The microphone just splatted again. Well, now that it's down, we'll just leave it down there.
Even the microphone is sad.
God damn it. Sad about... I don't know if you ever go on Instagram anymore, but I got the Wordle in two tries. As in one try.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like this.
You just
second
guessed the word.
So weird. And the word was droop. Huh. Which feels very, you know, sort of resonant for what we're going through. And three other people messaged me being like, this is so weird. I also got it on the second try.
That doesn't surprise me.
Isn't that weird, though?
I do think there's some weird cultural thing that happens with something like that where it's... I mean, the words are not just arbitrary, I don't think. I think they kind of have to do with... maybe obliquely what's something that's going on. You know what I mean? Maybe not all the time, but...
that would be fun if they actually like put more thought into it. If it's like...
I don't think it's just an algorithm. Well, let's get to the bottom of this. I want to know who does it.
Is it a person behind Wordle? I mean, I assume there's an algorithm in the sense of like, it's spitting out all the five-letter words that you could possibly make.
Uh-huh.
And without proper nouns, without expletives... right?
Yes,
and
it
then
has
probably
to...
like the person is just going through and like eventually you get to droop.
Yeah. Droop. Nice. Well, well done. Well done. I got it in one though. Like basically I was just, which is like, oh, this is not skill based at all.
Right. Neither is doing
the word.
It too.
Yeah.
What do you start with every time?
Oh, I haven't played it in a while. I was doing it every day and then I just kind of got bored.
I know, it's sort of not that fun. I don't even know why I opened it the other day to do it. I think I was probably trying to watch an episode of something. It was like, I'm so bored by what I'm watching.
Oh, was it The Bear? Oh.
I didn't say
anything.
Hot
take. I didn't say anything either, except that I would understand if one were to play Wordle while watching such a show.
Even though it's a show about food.
Yeah, but season two felt less about food in certain aspects.
Season one, I felt like I can't possibly watch this show while I'm hungry. I feel like season two is very... I think that's because before it was like beef. You know, it was like beef and cheese and like heat and bread. And this season is very like spare in some way, you know?
Yeah. Well, it seems like it's more like interior and sentimental and like about it's interrelational.
Can I tell you what also makes me laugh?
What?
Is that every single time the character of Sydney cooks something, she and Jeremy Allen White's character take a bite of it and they're like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, if she's that bad of a cook, why is she fucking cooking? Why is she chef?
Yeah. It doesn't really make sense. And then I heard something that maybe they said this in an episode and I was playing Wordle, so I missed it. But that Sugar, which I guess is that Abby Elliott's character?
Oh, yeah. I know.
That her nickname is that because one time she accidentally substituted a cup of salt for a cup of sugar in like the pasta sauce recipe. But what recipe for pasta sauce uses a cup of salt?
Well, Ari, they're Italian American, so they're making sugo for 12 people at all times.
Oh God, a cup.
A cup of salt. That is very funny. I did not clock that. A lot of things happening on that show. Okay. I forgot to think about...
I did.
You did it? Oh, thank God. Okay.
It's not great. But
okay. I think we've passed the point of them being great. I feel like.
All right. Okay. What was your cherry and what was your pick?
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I think now that we're into fruits and
stone fruits.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What was your olive? What was your pick? Okay. My cherry of the week was. Oh my God. All right. We went to a restaurant here that I'm not going to name because I thought it really was not very good. But
can you mouth it to me?
Yes.
Okay, that's hard. That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. I was trying to really enunciate. And the food wasn't that great. This is a restaurant that Harry and I had walked by once, and we had been wanting to go for a while because they cook a lot of, like, English dishes. And we walked by, and it was, like, the middle of the afternoon. The restaurant was totally empty. We stuck our heads in, and Harry, in his English accent, was like, oh, we were wondering if we could make a reservation for sometime, you know, in the next couple of weeks. And the guy was like, no.
Ugh.
We can't do that for you. We're on resi.
Yeah.
And we were like, wait, this is so... Just why would you take what's already a person-to-person experience mm-hmm. and force us to make it digital? It was just such a weird... So we're already slated against it, but...
Yikes.
We were still excited to go. The food was just underwhelming, but they did a scotch egg, mm-hmm. which, I mean, it's really not for hot summer nights. But
yum,
it was very
yum.
Good. Exactly. Nothing says like summer like a deep-fried egg surrounded with sausage.
Jesus.
But they did it with, like, a lamb merguez sausage.
That sounds
and
cool.
That was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that... What are the spices that they use in a merguez sausage?
I mean, I don't know, but I always want it. It's so... Truly it's, like, one of those special... flavors. I'm like, wow, that's, I want that in a little of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crumbled into like some kind of rice dish or like it's great. Yeah. Oh, just in anything.
I picture it. Yeah. Like merguez with a little bit of feta, a lot of dill, mm-hmm. rice, maybe some chopped parsley too.
I feel like I've had it crumbled in like a clam dish.
Oh yeah. 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 I feel like it goes well in a
yeah.
paella.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was definitely my
paprika?
Cherry. Yeah, but they use, yeah, sweet paprika, right?
I don't know.
I told you about my, like, crazy, when I tried making, Harry and I tried making, or we did successfully make paella for, like, 20 people, and we had never made it before.
Oh!
But every recipe, it's very weird. It's like, we could not just find a recipe for seafood paella. It was like, every recipe was completely different from every other one.
Ugh.
The only thing they all agreed on was that you have to make a bomba to start, which is like a mix of sort of spices and no herbs. I think just spices and maybe like sherry or something.
We used to know this. Don't you remember?
Hell.
Like we knew this because David Tanis.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that. We both should go yeah. back and listen to that episode. We made paella with him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he made paella and we stood and just. We
watched.
Stood agape, exactly.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
But the thing, but whatever we did, it was way too much sweet paprika, so the entire dish just tasted of paprika. Anyway, but that, I digress. Okay, so that was my cherry. My pit, oh fuck, I don't know if I have a pit. I've had some really good meals. My dad made a smoked chicken on the barbecue the other day that was so insanely good. My pit is that I've been making my, oh, okay, I have two pits.
Yeah,
it's like one of those butt cherries where they're connected.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, pit number one is that I bought some granola from the farmer's market. Usually I make my own, but this came in like this paper bag, and I was like, great, 2 pounds of granola in one paper bag. And it has like no flavor and zero sweetness, and like I just eat it with yogurt and berries, so it needs like a little bit of something. So that was pit number one. Pit number two was that I was making my own yogurt. And I don't know if I, like, heated it too fast or what, but it's very, like, granule-y.
Huh.
That's one of those things where I'm, like, that's one of those chemical things. I'm just never
gonna... Could be the humidity. Who knows?
Exactly. Could be the humidity. Could be, like, I heated it too quickly. I didn't leave it at 160 degrees for long enough or for two, whatever. Blah,
right.
Blah, blah.
It's like, you're not America's test kitchen. You can't troubleshoot that. Some things you just gotta leave. Many mitigating factors.
Yes.
I've never made yogurt.
It's great. I love it.
I'd like to try.
The gift that keeps on giving as long as you're willing to do it every 2 weeks, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it. Okay, that was my cherry and my butt pits. What's yours?
My cherry. Maybe I'll start with my pit. My pit, I've been eating very uneventfully. My pit was probably, I had... some bad poke. Weren't we talking about poke last episode?
Yes.
Two
and we
weeks
were saying,
ago?
Like, I was saying that the juice places turned to poke places.
And I'm, yes.
You were like, no, it's the nuts place.
Mix your own nuts. Bag your own nuts.
Which I went into one yesterday, actually, because I hadn't been into one. Very strange.
Yes. The
lot
sea?
Going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots to unpack. Mm-hmm. You can unpack mm-hmm. it after your pit. Hold on. Hold that thought. I have to turn off the AC. Sorry, guys, if this has been really, like, rumbly for the first 5 minutes.
Oh. Yep. I'm going to keep talking, or should I pause?
Yeah, keep talking.
I had this poke. I won't say where it's from, and I didn't order it, but it was... Someone ordered it for me. My husband. And
oh no.
It was just like, oh, this is not only is this fish flavorless, but it's not fresh. Like it was just bad. And then the whole thing was just bad. And they gave me so much of this like gloopy, sweet kind of Asian, whatever that means, sauce.
Yeah, like
that's like what?
Asian.
Yeah.
It was I see the gloop. It's like shiny.
Yeah, it's shiny. It's not, it's, I don't know, is that cornstarch?
Yeah.
It's.
Right? Cornstarch or xanthan gum? Wait, can you mouth to me where this was from?
No.
Oh, no.
Sure, but wow. You won't know because. Because
it's not in New York City.
Yes, exactly.
Got it.
So that was definitely a big old pit. What have I been eating that's good? Isn't this sad?
Mm-hmm. It's sad because it's the height of summer when the blackberries are out. I love when I see a blackberry that's like as long as my thumb.
Oh, yeah. It's just like it's kind of like a Marge Simpson wig.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's sort of, yeah, when you see a Marge Simpson hair, do you think it's corn or do you think it's a blackberry, a yellow blackberry?
Oh, my gosh. I had some, I don't know. Oh, you know, had some great steamers when we were in Nantucket, which is like just so... I love a steamer. I want to eat steamers every day in the summer. It's hard to find.
Wait, is a steamer not the same as like a clam that's steamed?
Yeah, it's a specific type of clam.
Okay, that's called a steamer.
That's called a steamer that has like this gross, they're kind of big and it has like like almost like a condom on it.
Yes, I know exactly
and you
what
have
you're talking
to,
about.
So part of it is like the whole ceremony of it, which I love. Is like you have, they give you a little thing of salted water and a thing of butter. So you dip it, you like clean it first.
Right.
So, and they're just like meaty and delicious. I don't love raw clams or even just steamed kind of regular clams.
Yeah.
Not my fave, but steamers, love them.
I'm worried about us cracking on the thing.
I'm so worried.
okay.
So, you know.
Yeah. Exactly. The condom-y ones.
Hmm.
I'm trying to remember where I used to eat them, and I think, whatever. Anyway.
They're best eaten at some kind of seafood shack or shanty.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to admit something really embarrassing.
Say it.
I've never gone clam digging.
Well, why is that embarrassing?
Because I feel like that's something, it's like, you're a person who likes food and you live on the East Coast. Like, shouldn't you have found a way to go clam digging?
No.
No?
Do you go fishing?
I have. But, like, I've tried it.
Yeah. Well, I've never done that. That's like a... I know people who do it.
Yeah, I feel like that's one of those things in Nantucket where people are like, and then we just waited out and we got our own scallops for dinner.
Wow, not the people that I hang out with in Nantucket.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm always like, I think that's like sort of a normal thing to do there.
Oh.
Sounds wonderful.
I would have loved to be invited to that.
It's okay. You and I will go next time and we'll be out clamming. Steamering.
That's right. We'll use all of our... add money to rent a little house in Nantucket for $20,000 a night.
Speaking of ads, I'm going to do an ad for Girl Dinner.
Oh, wow. Go, let's hear it.
Okay. Hold on. Let me think. Okay. You get home from your high-powered exec job at 6 p.m. Your boyfriend's out of town, so you don't have to eat a proper meal. So what do? You open the fridge and just see what you got. That means putting together a snack plate. What's important to you? Variety.
Yep.
Variety, texture.
You like to live differently. You don't care what other people think of you. You don't bend to the hierarchy of utensils. Plate, bowl, why not a big board?
Okay,
you know, you're a rule breaker. You're a maximalist.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
You don't conform.
Who said dinner has to be seated at a table? So Ari and I read, there's an article in the New York Times. In the New York Times, sometimes my mom will be like, what has this paper come to? And then I read those kinds of articles and I'm like, oh, she's right.
Well, when news sources just start, like, taking news stories from social media.
Exactly.
This was a TikTok
and
phenomenon.
Turning them into a...
Who
I mean,
cares?
But I feel like it would be very fun to be a journalist for a paper where you can just sort of like scroll and be like, oh, I think this could be a fun story. I mean, I enjoyed reading it. So basically the ethos behind this idea of girl dinner, which of course started on TikTok.
Yes.
Is... Then my brain went to a whole other thing, which was about an article that I read about penis enlargement that was truly so harrowing. I cannot even begin to describe.
Alrighty.
But, girl dinner.
Yeah. Penis enlargement.
Okay.
Now those two things will always be connected in my head. Same thing. Right.
Oh my God. Okay. It started on TikTok and it's basically just like, it's just like a, you're just snacking, but like you can't call it snacking. You have to call it girl dinner. Also, the fact that it's girl dinner and not like woman's supper or something. There's something like girl dinner. It's like so intentionally infantilizing.
Yeah. And it feels like it's not a new concept. That's the thing. Like people are like, look at what I did. I just put like some lettuce and olives and like a couple spare pieces of salami on a plate and it's girl dinner. It's like, no, this is just something... When you're lazy,
also there was
you
some,
can do. I mean, yeah. Women have been doing forever when they don't
Humans
have to cook.
Have been doing forever.
Yes, yes.
I think that's another part of it. Is I'm like, this isn't just women. This is just people eating things that happen to be in their fridge.
Yes, but I do think it's trying to speak to the kind of tradition of women being the domestic, keepers and the cooks and that when you're alone, you don't have to set the table for your family or your husband or your partner or make a proper quote unquote meal. You can just kind of, it's like, what does mom do when the kids are away and the husband's away and what, how does she want to eat?
Right. Okay.
By herself?
So what's,
I think it, that's yeah. where,
Yes, that's where
it's,
it gets.
It's trying to connect to that. Which
I agree. I just think that the actual things that they're showing are not particularly like, it's not as if those are identifiably female. I'm like, Harry and I often will just eat cheese and bread for dinner with like a salad.
Yeah, but you guys aren't like a great representation of like the greater American population.
That's true.
You know.
But given what you just said, what is your ultimate girl dinner? Like you're alone in your house. You've got a mask on your face.
Well, let's talk about like what makes it different from like a snack plate or just a pair of TV. I know Allison Roman was like, it's girl dinner is different from aperitivo hour. She had some recent thing that she posted about that. So I think it's like, it's one thing I enjoy about the concept is that it's about truly listening to what you really want.
Yes.
And realizing all of these rules or boundaries that you might live by that you don't even realize. Like, oh, I have to, my meal has to be composed in a certain way. Or like, it all even has to work with a fork and knife in a bowl or on a plate. It's like, oh, I can have a variety of foods. I can eat it all with my hands. Mm-hmm. And they can be wildly different consistencies.
Yeah.
Like no one's watching. And I think there are different levels of like that just goes deeper than you think. Like you might want 17 olives and like one small piece of toast. And so I think that's one of, does that make sense?
Like, it does make sense, right? That you're saying it doesn't have to be something that would traditionally go together. If you were serving someone else, you wouldn't serve them this because it wouldn't necessarily go together.
Right. And you don't want to have to explain it. It's more intuitive, feels like.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a choose your own adventure.
What's better than intuitive eating?
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah. So I think mine would have, I mean, definitely seasonal, but I would, whatever fresh vegetables, I would love like some like carrots, obviously some tomatoes if they're good and in season. Lots of fruit. I would want lots of fruit on mine. Maybe some like delicious spicy lettuce.
Spicy lettuce?
Like maybe an arugula, like a wild arugula.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, I was like, what are you?
Like a spicy romaine?
No. Yeah, romaine dredged in Tabasco.
Mm-hmm. Like a giant hunk of probably some kind of blue cheese, like a creamier nice. Blue cheese. Either some cracker, if I could, if I had like a big giant piece of like sourdough, yep. piece of toast.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, I'm happy to eat almost like cheese, carb, veg, fruit, and I can probably skip a
protein
meat.
Protein slash dessert.
But I could also see myself going like, oh, I've got like a hard-boiled egg. I've got like some leftover chicken salad. Oh, yeah. Lots of olives. I would want some olives.
Of course.
Pickles. Yeah, something kind of sour and bitter. Yeah, and like things that all can be mixed and matched.
Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of a lot of fruit. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
The cherries are out. I just saw them. Oh my God. They're so... It's the perfect red. When they're like shiny.
I know.
Oh my God.
I
gorgeous.
Love cherries so
Still
much.
With little leaves attached. So, so beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm liking everything you're saying everywhere you're going. I'm seeing myself with a whole cucumber. I gotta be honest.
You're going full penis enlargement here.
I cannot get my head out of this article. Oh my God, these poor men. It's so
Your
awful.
Whole girl dinner plate is just phallic. You're like, one full cucumber, an eggplant.
An eggplant and a banana. Just an unsheathed banana.
Nice.
No, I'm like, okay, a Persian cucumber. I just want to hold it in my hand and go, huh. Mm-hmm. I was interestingly going to say a whole carrot, but now I'll stop myself from saying that. Mm-hmm. I like your spicy lettuce idea. I love the idea of not having to wash something because obviously I'm always buying lettuce and then I'm always washing it. But I do think one hack for that is like you get the head of lettuce, you wash it all at one time, then you just like roll it up in a nice little piece of, you know,
kitchen towel.
Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. I love a fruit, like a cold nectarine cut into slices.
Whoa.
Hello. I'm going to go for a goat cheese, probably, like soft on the outside, crumbly on the inside. Mm-hmm. Interesting that you went for blue. Like I crumbly love, blue or like creamy blue?
Like creamy blue. I love a creamy blue with summer vegetables. Like I could just eat tomatoes and blue cheese all summer long.
I mean, I'm seeing a sandwich. Woo! Like really toasted bread. That blue cheese is spread all over all it in a thick it. Layer.
Ooh.
Huge tomato.
Okay, yep.
Little bit of arugula on top.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're putting mayo on
no,
the top.
No, I wouldn't. Don't worry. I wouldn't need to if there was sufficient blue cheese. I could also do olive oil. It also could be good with like an olive loaf.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Love that. I do a tomato sandwich. First of all, there's nothing more aesthetically pleasing than a thick cut tomato sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Tarragon cross-section. Aioli.
Oh, love tarragon. Love a tarragon chicken salad.
Yes, me too. Even I mean, it's mayo heavy, but I'll go for it. Fine, I'll go for it.
Mm.
Yeah, girl dinner, there's chocolate in there for me, 100%. Mm-hmm. Okay, I also found out you're not like a big Levain person, are you?
No.
I know. Well, but you've had them before.
Yes, of course.
You understand like how crazy they are.
Yeah.
They're moving on my block.
Oh my God, really? Where?
The Old City Bakery location.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. There goes my waistline, everyone.
Oh,
crazy.
No, they're like great. But they're great for like if you're having a dinner party. That's my favorite. Just.
Yeah.
There's very few desserts you can make that will get people as excited. Or even just as an addendum. Just it's very exciting to bring that box to the table after a meal. People freak the fuck out.
People who don't live in New York or who have never had these cookies, they're hockey puck size. I'm sure I've spoken about them before. The inside is basically, it's still kind of cookie dough-ish. They're just so well made.
Yes.
They're like, to me, they're the perfect cookie.
Yes.
I know you're more crispy than
But I do love
soft,
a Levain. What's your favorite type?
Either the chocolate, which is not usually my jam, but with this it is, or the like straight up chocolate chip.
With walnuts or without?
No walnuts. I wish I liked nuts. Remember we did our nut tasting and I was like, oh, it turns out I hate nuts.
Remember when we did our nut tasting was literally just an excuse for you to clean out the nuts in your pantry? Half of the nuts we couldn't identify because they were rancid.
Only One was rancid. A lot of them were hazelnut.
They were old tasting.
They were all right. And then the pine nut.
The texture was off.
No flavor.
Some of those almonds. It was like, when was this roasted? 1998?
Thank you so much for bearing with me. You're right. I
gotta get myself. Gotta do a nut tasting. Oh my God, I can't wait to do a nut tasting. Let's see what we got and all the way in the back of this cabinet. You and Harry are so excited. I'm like, you guys, you could just throw it out. What are we going to taste next?
I swear that's
let's see what, like, the little tiny, like, whatever's left in your vinegar drawer. Exactly. Let's get rid of that.
I would totally do that. You got me.
That'd be fun.
You got me nailed.
I would like some nuts on my plate. Probably some pine nuts.
And you'd go pine nuts, not like a Marcona?
Ooh, I would do a Marcona. Yeah.
I'm just like, how do you create a plate without needing to dress everything? You know, like my actual girl dinner, if I'm truly on my own, it's always a salad.
Yeah.
I have like a huge salad with like two soft boiled eggs, or if there's like chicken or tuna or something,
yeah,
with every herb I can find. Yeah. And I want it to be eaten out of a gigantic metal bowl.
Yes.
It's only satisfying if that's what I'm eating it out of.
Yeah.
And then it's one of those. But I also think, to me, girl dinner is very like, you get up from the couch, you go and you see what else you have, and then you go and you sit back on the couch.
Mm-hmm,
and then you eat it. And then you're like, okay, wait, I'm still not satisfied. You get up again.
Like, it's in flux. It's constantly evolving.
Yes.
It can never reach perfection. It is perfection in its reach for perfect, you know? It's like,
right.
It is a mutable thing. It changes with the mood, with the breath.
Right. Is the bodega run also part of a girl dinner?
It could be.
You know?
It's like half clean out, half supplementation.
Yes. Exactly. You go, you get your Häagen-Dazs bar.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. It's just listening to what the body needs. And often I will say, I'm not sure where this fits into my girl dinner. It's probably, you know, adjacent, is cereal. Cereal, not alone. Love cereal. Maybe one of the most perfect summer foods.
I so agree. Cold milk.
I just want cold milk.
So does that mean you always have milk on hand?
No. I usually will buy milk when I'm like, oh, I want cereal this week.
Yeah.
But it's more like I don't want to say special occasion, but I know that I won't go through so much milk. So. Yeah.
That's where making yogurt is helpful.
That's true.
Because then you really do go through that.
Maybe I'll start. I have to say, girl dinner, confusing, because I keep wanting to call it hot girl dinner, because it's like hot girl everything.
I know.
Which I kind of, look, I enjoy it. I like the kind of cheekiness of it.
So you think the hot girl thing is ironic?
A bit.
Okay.
I think it can be, and I like that potentiality. I was describing to a friend, that's not you, I was describing how I wanted to dress for this party I'm going to tonight.
Oh my God, yeah, tell me.
And I just said, you know, I wasn't ashamed to just be like, there's no dress code, I'm sure it's casual, I'm sure I could show up in jeans, but usually I'd be too embarrassed to be like, I kind of want to look like hot, but now I could just be like, I just kind of want a hot girl. I want to wear a hot girl outfit.
Okay, so what's your hot girl outfit? But also, you always look hot when you're going out.
Oh,
so
stop.
With zero irony, you know?
I don't know. I have some options. Maybe a mini.
Yeah.
I never do a mini.
I think that's the subversion of the hot girl thing, right? Is it's like, it doesn't have to be short. It doesn't have to be skimpy.
No, it's just just what I want. It's what I want to put on my plate, and it's what I want to put. I'm saying I get to choose what's hot.
That's what's hot, is that I'm choosing what's hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, guys, this is another article in the New York Times that we are referring to.
Mm-hmm.
It was about, or was that in the same article as the girl dinner? Was that separate?
It was separate.
Okay, I sent you. Right.
Both.
Okay. Yeah, because it was about hot girl walks, which I think is literally just you take a walk.
And think. That's nice.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's something that's going on right now where everybody has to label everything as something. It's almost this amazement, this collective amazement that like, wait, you like to do that too? We have to come up with a name for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, actually, people have been walking and thinking for as long as people have been people, I think.
Yeah.
But it's cute that it has a name.
It is cute. And I do think that younger people maybe don't think about going on a walk, you know? And it might be nice for them, those young girls scrolling away on Twitter and Instagram all day long, to be like, oh, someone's telling me to get out and go for a walk, and just, and that can be good for me.
That's great. I feel like you're shifting my thoughts from being cynical to being like, hell yeah, let's name that. Let's name that.
Well, hotness. Isn't it just like, people are, they're always searching for community and connection and also, unfortunately, like virality, whatever, you know, just, I think it's like, oh, if we name it a thing, then we might go viral.
And yeah.
We still haven't gotten over the need to go viral, which I don't really... notoriety people want. People want to be seen.
Do you think we're still allowed to use the phrase go viral after COVID?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I never stopped. I hope so.
No, I'm like, I wonder if companies are like, guys, we can't use that anymore. Because something did actually go viral.
Yeah, I've never even heard anyone make that connection before.
Wow.
I associate it so much more with the digital age than I do with, like,
a virus.
The etymology of the word. Yes.
Yeah, of course. Wait, hold on. What was I going to say? Okay, so what's the last, like, hot girl thing you did, engaged with, where you were like, hot girl behavior?
Was I with you? I don't think I was in Europe. I think I was... maybe in Nantucket or in New York City. I can't remember. But I was wearing this tank top that I'm wearing now. It's a white tank. Always searching for a perfect white rib tank.
That's like the perfect cut for you. That cut on me, I look like I'm a linebacker. I look insane. It's
really?
So perfect.
Thank you.
This with the choker. She's also wearing this very cool silver choker with matching earrings. It's a very good look. It's a
thanks,
perfect look.
Thank you. Yep. It's a Levi's. Random Levi's.
Nice.
Can't find it anymore. I'm pissed.
Have you checked Poshmark? Have you checked eBay?
No, I will. I've got my afternoon set up for me. Thank
exactly.
you. You know I love a hunt. I wore this tank top, and I'm always looking for the perfect white tank top, not only the shape and the fit, but the sheerness. Because
yes.
I just don't want to wear a bra if I don't have to. So it has to be like thick enough that I cannot wear a bra.
I'm also wearing a tank. Yeah, which this is way too sheer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like when it can be a little bit sheer, but sometimes... so this tank, I feel like it depends on, like, the state of my nipples.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not just if they're hard or not, but, like, sometimes I'm like, wow, I can really... like, the color changes. Is that a thing?
I mean, my boobs are so huge, I could literally never walk around braless. Uh-huh. So, like, the state of my nipples in no state
concealed.
Of the world doesn't really, unfortunately.
It's not something you're thinking about.
But I see girls... who are in their 20s who have boobs my size walking around without a bra, and I'm like, wow, that's so awesome that you think that you're like, sure, why not? I mean, to me, I think I'm so used to wearing a bra, it would just not be comfortable.
Yes.
But like, yeah, it's wild. It's just nudity has taken on a different, as someone whose goal was nudity for 2023, even I am shocked by it. Okay, so you're looking for the right sheerness.
Yes, and so I wore this tank top. I realized I had been wearing it without a bra. I've worn it without a bra many times, but this certain day, daylight, not a foggy day, no bra. And it was just like, oh, you can totally see everything. And then I was like, fuck it. You know, this is my hot, like, who cares?
Oh, that's very hot girl behavior.
Yes.
For sure. For sure.
For sure. What about you?
Okay, so mine's the opposite. Of my hot girl behavior in the spirit of doing of things where you're like, well, I'm just going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
I was at 305, which if people here don't know what that is, it's a really fun, like, dance cardio class. I don't even know how to describe it other than it's like, you just shake your ass for 45 minutes. It's a very fun way to sweat. And I was like, wow, I'm just really not going to try hard at this at all. And I'm just going to let myself look fucking stupid.
Mm.
And I was like, wow, this is really nice. This is a really different way of engaging with, especially because it's dance and I love to dance. And so usually I'm like, I want to make sure I look, cool is the wrong word, but like, I want to look like I'm doing it right. And this time I was like, yeah, it's fine.
What do you
think?
I just
looked fucking stupid. And I kept on catching myself in the mirror being like, Wow, I'm doing a really bad job.
I just, first of all, can't believe that that's true. Because in the dance classes we've taken together, you have already so much training. Like, you've done it enough that, like, you never look like a novice.
I mean, I definitely did. I was fascinated by it. I was like, oh, I can't believe.
Do you think it was the moves?
Well, I've done these moves before because it's like they repeat a lot. But I was like, I so didn't have the energy to actually like try.
Yeah.
And I was like, this will do.
Yeah.
This bad version of what I'm doing, that'll do, pig.
Yeah.
That'll do.
That's right.
So it's sort of opposite hot girl behavior, but, you know, aligned with the idea of the hot girl walk, hot girl summer, hot girl.
It's kind of like, I'm not going to let this bring me down or be nervous.
Exactly.
Or I'm just, it's all about confidence.
It's an I'm doing me
mm-hmm.
attitude,
mm-hmm.
if you will. Okay, hold on. We got to get into our longtime listener, longtime friend, Ben Kramer.
Mm-hmm.
Sent us the article, also from the New York Times. My God, they are getting some good press out of us today. About these chefs who travel around with, like, big acts like Beyonce and Lizzo and blah, blah, blah.
They also mentioned Linkin Park, Motley Crue, Avril Lavigne. I was like, okay.
2002
Blackpink.
2002, God, they want their bands back. Mm-hmm. No, I'm just kidding. I'm... Hey, Linkin Park, man, I think... Didn't one of them die?
I don't know.
I think so. If I forced you to sing a Linkin Park song right now, would you be able to?
No.
Oh, okay.
Would you? Go ahead.
Yeah.
And a one, and a two, and a one, two, three,
four. I've become so numb.
I can feel you. That's Linkin Park?
Yeah.
That's Linkin Park?
That's Linkin Park. Isn't that a place in... Wait. Isn't there a Linkin Park in Chicago?
Yes, but it is not.
Also, remember... Linkin Park from Serial, from the first season of Serial. That was where her body was found.
Oh.
Which I was like, oh, is that what it was named after?
Maybe, because it's not the Chicago one.
Yeah, that was in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
I think so, or like Maryland somewhere.
I think so.
Anyway, big connections here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, they mentioned Linkin Park in this article about these chefs who travel around and they like do these mobile kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
But they're cooking for like 400 to 600 people. It's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But what would be your like ideal? I mean, now we're just going into like ideal meals, ideal girl dinner, ideal like. What do you have to have if you're on tour?
Oh my God! I mean,
yes, I want to go on tour. That'd be so fun.
It would be so fun. Just I think as any theater person would agree, any kind of like. When your life has a focus like that,
yeah.
When you just know you have to perform and you have to be doing something you have to be taking care of yourself all day to ensure that you are able to perform and make your livelihood. There's something so like monastic about that and simple, and that's that kind of formula for living is so aspirational to me. But I would. So am I thinking like just for me? Oops, sorry, I'm banging the table. I'm getting really excited.
Good.
Is it just like, do I have a solo act or is it like for my team? Like,
no.
What do I think people around me would want?
Ooh, okay, wait. I want to hear both.
I mean,
but let's start with solo acts. Like drinks you want to have on hand, including for when you're done with a show.
Yeah.
Like things you need around.
Okay, obviously I need a lot of electrolytes. Okay. I need like electrolytes in all of the water.
Okay.
Also, I would love, I mean, if we're going really kind of she-she, like flavored, like natural, you know, flavored water with like orange slices, lemon slices, yeah. Lime slices, mint. I would love a juice bar, just not to like do any kind of cleanse, but just because it's so, what a way to start your day,
yeah.
Like with a fresh squeezed juice. Always want grapefruit juice on hand.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
Maybe like some great kind of tomato juice or like gazpacho. I would want a lot of soups, especially if I'm touring in the summer. Cold soups.
Yeah.
All kinds of soups. Things that can be smoothies.
Yeah.
I do love a smoothie.
Oh,
I like
love a good smoothie.
Things with straws when I feel like I'm like working and doing stuff, you know?
Hardcore agree.
Yeah. All right. Now you go before I... Keep going.
Okay. I'm so with you. I'm seeing like, okay, this is crazy, but I was seeing a juice that's like grapefruit, and cucumber, like super grapefruit, cucumber, mint is what I'm imagining for this juice. I don't know. I'm wanting something that's like around all the time. Oh my God, have you had your grapefruit cucumber mint juice yet?
How
Miss Von Hasselberg?
Yeah. Her signature drink.
Then we have to have, right, water with like some cucumber slices, mint, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Cucumber and mint, heavy rotation on my tour. Having very good bread around, which I think is tricky when you're on tour. So maybe you don't have really good bread around. Instead, you have amazing homemade granola around all the time.
Yeah,
those two things are totally unconnected.
I'm trying to picture a sandwich made with granola. Tricky. Very
tricky.
Oh
my God, I don't know what I'm talking about.
You don't have bread, but if you pour granola out onto a plate, cover it in turkey, and pour some more granola on top, you've done it.
I was just thinking about carbs. I was just thinking about like yummy carbs that are transportable.
Would love granola on the tour, would also love good bread. Maybe you could make bread.
No, it's too hard. You don't want to put someone through that. A no-need sourdough loaf. No. More I'm like in the drinks phase. I'm like, I want to have, I'm with you on the smoothies. Very good green tea on hand at all times. If it's hot, if it's summer, like a great iced green tea, pourable iced green tea.
Yes, love an iced tea. Ooh.
But then I'm like, okay, maybe after a show, I want to have the option of an IPA or like a glass of like a pet nat, like a nice big glass of a pet nat.
Yeah.
To toast and then go to bed.
That's right.
And I think like having a sweet on hand, you know, like a small but delicious brownie, like very fudgy brownie, something like that.
Yeah.
I'm vibing.
For you. I see that for you. Yeah. I would love like to have like a froyo machine.
Okay, I was thinking about this the other day. Why is there no good frozen yogurt like below 59th Street in New York?
It's really, really lame.
It's
crazy. It's not okay.
The only place I could think of was Culture on 8th Street.
Yeah.
And that is good.
Very good.
But like, okay, above 59th Street, rolling in it. We've got Bloomingdale's.
Yes.
Butterfield Market.
True.
Okay, that's the end of my list. Because when I say frozen yogurt, you know this. I'm just going to say for our listeners. I mean like tart, plain yogurt.
Full fat.
Full fat.
Not Pinkberry.
Not Pinkberry.
But at least Pinkberry was close.
It was close like, and it was everywhere.
Yes.
And now it's nowhere.
Yes.
Now we only have 16 handles.
Disgusting.
Like, I basically want a frozen yogurt that's three ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Yogurt, sugar, and... Okay, two ingredients.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know. It's a big issue for New York City. For places around the world, it's... Where did it go? It had a moment and it's gone. Culture could use some investment capital.
Yeah. So if anyone on here has a lot of money...
And wants to give it to a yogurt company... So that Sophie and I can get more frozen yogurt
below 59th Street. Okay, what else is on your... What do you want to drink after your touring debacle?
Well, yeah, I would definitely like a pet nat. Oh, I would love kombucha available. But things that are like
good
kind
idea.
Of... Yeah, sour. I love like... Yeah, something a little sour, funky, refreshing. I will say back to the bread thing. I think there might be a way to make some kind of... I would love to have like a great kind of health bread. Just like a full grain to make... I would love like a sandwich bar. I just love sandwiches. I think sandwich after a show to me sounds divine.
I would agree. Oh, yeah. I think there's a bread actually that they make. I can't believe I'm going to say this. At Le Pain Quotidien.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a gluten-free loaf that they had. And it, like, has a lot of psyllium husk in it. So it's like, stays really moist.
Huh.
And it's, like, it was so fucking good. I mean, it's very flavorful because it's just, like, seeds, basically.
Yeah.
Like, seeds and psyllium husk.
Yeah.
But that's a nice... You're right. And that, I don't think, requires, like, yeasting and everything else.
Right.
In fact, I bet I could make it at home.
I bet you could. Yeah. Just, you know, remember our veggie sandwich episode? Or
vividly.
Yeah.
Yes. Wait, and weren't you talking about a pickled carrot sandwich?
I think perhaps I was.
I was somewhere and I saw a pickled carrot sandwich and I was like, oh my God, is this where she was talking about? But fuck, now I can't remember where it was.
Huh.
God damn it.
Ooh, I would love like a pickled radish. Like a light, very lightly, yeah. lightly pickled.
But I also think like you and I are tough. I mean, I think it would be very hard to find a chef who could travel and like make the kind of food that you and I would be super psyched about eating. Plus, don't you think part of the joy of like touring is being in different cities and being like, what am I eating in Cleveland? I have to find like the most niche Cleveland places possible.
Yeah. That would be, you would need someone whose job that was.
Yes. Oh, so we don't like, need a chef. We need an assistant.
We need a, like
a some research kind of, assistant.
Yes. Ambassador to the tour stops.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. But just crazy that they, I wanted to know, the article did not mention how big their teams were. I wanted to know like what, you're feeding a lot of people.
Okay, yeah. So this is like 400 to 600 people. And you're doing, okay, what, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and like post whatever snack, plus snacks to just have on
it's
hand.
It's just insane.
I mean, okay, you'd need somebody to do just the plating, right? Everything obviously is buffet style, but like you would need someone to just put like brownies on like massive plates.
It's still
got to
like be put out.
That's yes, right.
Three times a day or more. It's crazy.
What is the minimum number of people you think you could do that with?
I have no idea.
I mean, this is why Top Chef is so fucking crazy. It's because sometimes they're like, and in 24 hours, you're going to be serving 250 people.
Yeah.
Individualized portions of, you know, short rib or whatever.
Yeah. It's torturous.
I think you could do it with like four people.
I imagine they must have more, but I could be wrong.
Maybe it's like a team of 10.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just making things up.
They probably have like some people who just do like cleaning, dishwashers, and
Well, no, because I think that's all part of the arena,
right? Oh, maybe.
Like
maybe.
All of that stuff, I think, belongs to the arena. Sorry, guys. Now we're going to get into the weeds about like the logistics of.
Well, I just remember there was some old. It was either I don't think it was a full documentary. It was just like. It was when we were in high school, early Britney Spears footage of when she was falling in love with Kevin Federline on tour. And there was this video I remember so, so vividly of her and Kevin talking like in her trailer after a show one night, like flirting. God, she was probably like 20.
Oh my God, it's so crazy.
And she's eating like a foam from like one of those styrofoam takeout containers from like craft services or whatever the tour food was, and it was hard to tell whether she was eating like lettuce or french fries. In my head the video was like black and white, but I don't think it was. Maybe
that's
it was
really funny because in my head I was seeing it in black and white.
Like, but now I'm like, wait a second, was that a thing where like Kevin Federline was taking a lot of black and white footage of her during the tour? I think
maybe.
That totally might have been a thing. Holy shit. We just unearthed that little factoid.
Or we just made up that little factoid.
No, but that sounds familiar to me.
It does feel familiar
like
to me, too.
Someone on the tour was like, we're going to make a doc, and it's all going to be black and white. Get behind the scenes. Feels very MTV VH1.
Again?
I don't remember. Anyway, but I just remember thinking, wow, is that what she eats after... She's on stage. She's eating like, she's like dipping lettuce. It looked like she was like dipping a french fry into a ketchup, and it was really crunchy sounding. Anyway, I was like, oh, she's eating lettuce and she must be starving. I remember thinking that. How times have changed.
I do wonder, well, the poor Brittany. Poor Brittany. What is she? Is she like 40? 39?
I think so.
She's like 40 something, right?
I have no idea.
Okay, she was 16. Hit me, baby, one more time. She was 16, and I think we were like 12.
I have no idea. That sounds right.
Wow. Kevin Federline. I always thought he was hot.
He was hot.
Just putting that out there. Hot and a good dancer. You know, maybe a lot of other things, too. But that was my takeaway from that documentary.
Great.
Was that they were going to last forever.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we've tackled... girl dinner, hot girl stuff, and what we're going to eat on our tour.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should do a show at the Fringe Festival.
Which one?
Edinburgh Fringe.
Okay.
What do you think?
Sure.
Characters?
Where did that come from? You're thinking about touring? You're thinking about...
Yes, exactly. All right. I'm thinking about you and I on tour together, okay. And then I'm like, well, where would we begin? Edinburgh. You know, why not?
How hard is it,
you know?
But isn't it, like, impossible to get in, to get selected?
I don't know. I don't even know how you get selected. Why don't I start doing some research?
And then we'll get back to our listeners next week.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let you know if we're applying or not. Well, it wouldn't be for this summer anyway. We'd have a whole year to make a show. Okay, guys, we love you. Hey, the actors are striking.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we haven't been on here since the actors started striking.
Right? No, I think it's just been a week.
It's a week tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, is today Wednesday?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, it's Wednesday. How did that happen? Yeah, well, the actors are striking.
Mm-hmm.
As in, we're striking. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but very exciting. We're part of a labor movement.
It is cool. Feels powerful.
It does.
And it feels like it's happening in so many industries, and I'm so happy that we have a union. Workers are scared and not being paid enough, and it's time. A revolution is in the air. It's a very exciting time.
Yes, and with that, we'll leave you, and we'll see you next week. Thank you, listeners. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now.